this one again. And that story continues for Gavin Lahm. Drives it to the back of the end zone for the touchback. And the second half is underway.
And yeah, I think you look at it and you're down 18 points, but you can't get it all back in one play. You now have to look at it and say, all right, let's find a way, get off the field. Hopefully they don't hit another moon ball from a punt standpoint and get that ball back. And now you do have Jake Chaney back in the game. He'll be playing after having to sit out from last week's suspension for the targeting penalty. He's back out there.
He's out there with Jaheim Thomas, those inside linebacker spots. First snap of scrimmage, second half. Milrow play fake. Rolls off to his right. One pup. Now throws back over the middle. Caught by Jeremy Bernard at the 40. Breaking left at the 45-yard line. And a collision at the 47 with Nizir Forkurine. And right out of the gate, a gain of 23 yards up to the 48-yard line of Alabama.
Yeah, just a simple bootleg. And Wisconsin sent two guys out. And unfortunately, big open space, throw it back kind of across his body, and a big chunk play to start the half.
And the Tide right back at it. Ball at the 48 of Alabama. First down, bubble screen left. Bernard on the catch, got away from Zachman, chased out of bounds by Darrell Peterson into Wisconsin territory at the 46-yard line of the far side. Gain of 6, second down and 4 for Alabama.
Good effort there by Peterson of chasing down and forcing him out of bounds there. Just another simple get it out of his hand, let their athletes make plays.
Jam Miller, the running back, to the left of Milrow, trips to the right. Snap to Milrow. He'll give it to Miller inside the 45 and wrapped up by Peterson right at the marker. Maybe just a touch shy of it, needing the Wisconsin 42-yard line. And it's at about the 42.5, third down. Alabama getting right back on the ball. Law, Bernard, Ryan Williams, trips to the left. Milrow will pull it, running left to the 40, to the 35, and covered up. And the ball popped out. It's loose. No signal yet. And they'll call him, look like, down before the ball popped out. It'll be Alabama football. They'll mark at the 34-yard line of Wisconsin. Somehow, some way, you got to try to knock the ball out. Looking at the replay, Milrow clearly down before the ball came out.
Yeah, and again, that play showed again, you fake that dive, and Wisconsin has to sell out. It's third and short, and you have such a weapon in Milrow that he runs like a running back. He just puts his nose down, finishes through, elbow down, first down, elbow.
Williams wide right, Bernard slot right. Miller, the running back at the 34 of Wisconsin, first and 10, Alabama. 2 minutes, 10 seconds gone by third quarter. Tide leading 31-3. Milrow will give it to Miller. Big hole up the middle, 30 to the 20. Miller the 10. He's to the 5. Touchdown, Alabama. Jam Miller, another big play for a team that has had a truckload of them in the first few weeks of the season as Alabama blows it wide open. 27-3, the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, the threat of Milrow running. You can't squeeze your backside guy down as hard as you want. And when you don't squeeze it, that's when there's a big hole and you just shot through the middle for the touchdown for Jam Miller.
It won't get a whole lot easier than that for the Alabama running back, Graham Nicholson, on for the extra point. And we'll talk about the double dips. Touchdown in the final minute of the first half for Alabama. The Tide gets the second half kickoff and marches for another score as the PAT is good. Wisconsin football brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. We'll step away. 12 minutes, 40 seconds left of the third quarter. Alabama 28, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
When life gets real, start at Kohl's, where we've lowered prices on thousands of items your family needs for whatever life brings. Kohl's, where families come first. Jam Miller, a 34-yard touchdown run, 28-3 Alabama early third quarter. Let's get a Tyler Van Dyke update as we check in again with Patrick.
Yeah, Tyler Van Dyke went down on the first series with an apparent leg injury, and he's out for the game, but we knew that. But he has now returned back to the bench. He's in street clothes and on crutches with a big wrap and brace on his right leg. And so it's kind of a somber mood when he came down the line of the offensive players, giving high fives and hugs. And it kind of encapsulates the mood on the bench right now, as you can imagine, being down 28-3 and your starting quarterback comes out on crutches. Just a tough scene here on the sideline.
We'll see if Wisconsin can do anything to get a little juice back on their side. Talty with the kick in the air, steering it away from Vinny Anthony. He'll let it hit a couple of yards deep, but it dribbles out of the end zone for the touchback. First and 10 from the Wisconsin 25-yard line.
Yeah, and you can't get 25 points in one drive. Now you have to settle in. I liked what we saw in the end of that half from Braden Locke. He started being a little more assertive, and you heard what Luke Fickell, or Patrick, had relayed to us from Luke Fickell, is you got to let it rip. And now you're down 25 points. It's time. And taking some shots, take some big play opportunities, trying to figure out some ways to get some points.
Ches Malusi is the running back. Will Pauling slot to the right. Locke will give it to Malusi, trying to hit the right side, and he gets wrapped up and driven down by Jamarian Latham on the defensive line. Gain of a yard for Ches to the 26 of Wisconsin. Second down and 9.
Yeah, Alabama did a little stunt there, kind of rocked two guys inside and just kind of stayed on the edge of Huber and was able to bring Malusi down for a short gain. 26-yard line.
Yeah, Bryson Green and Will Pauling out to the right. Tucker Ashcraft and Vinny Anthony to the left. Second and 9 for the Wisconsin 26-yard line. Locke gets the snap, four-man rush, swings it out right side. Malusi the catch outside the numbers to the 30-yard line. And it gets checked out of bounds by Deontay Lawson, the linebacker, at the 36 of Wisconsin. And that's a first down on a gain of 10.
Yeah, I love that. Just a simple throw, but it wasn't behind him. Ches was able to just catch that in stride, turn up the field, and pick up the first down.
Bryson Green comes out to the right. Pauling, Ashcraft, and Anthony to the left. From the 36-yard line, Wisconsin territory, first and 10. And Locke gets the snap. He'll give it to Malusi. Big hole up the middle to the 40, to the 45-yard line. Jahad Campbell wraps him up at the 47 of Wisconsin. 11 more on the run from Malusi. First down, Wisconsin.
Yeah, great job up front. Huber was able to kind of stop. He was going down to combo block with the center. The nose tackle went away. He stayed down, climbed up on that linebacker, and that gave a huge hole for Ches Malusi.
Cade Iacomelli in the game now to the left of Locke. Now shifting to the right. Will Pauling slot to the left. Snap to Locke. He'll give it to Iacomelli, trying to bend to the left. Turns it up. Up the hash marks inside of Alabama territory. Gets covered up by Jahad Campbell at the 46 of Alabama, and Iacomelli is a little slow to get up. He's going to come out. Tawee Walker is in.
That's a good shot at the end of that play. Nice job by Tucker Ashcraft to make sure he climbed up, two hands inside, because you're out on that perimeter. A lot of times that's where you get a hold. Good job of finishing that block, and that gave Iacomelli a little extra space to pick up 7.
Tawee Walker and the freshman Darian Dupree in the backfield now for Wisconsin. Second and 3 at the Alabama 46-yard line. Locke will give it to Dupree, and he is slammed by Campbell. Dupree, though, still leaning forward and is very close to the first down. Boy, that snap got back
early.
There. Yeah, he did. Braden doing a good job of securing it instead of wearing it. in the face mask.
Yeah, you could always tell the O-line did not move. Renfroe snapped that thing back. Actually, a pretty good job. Great job by Dupree of churning his legs, because that was not blocked right, because the guys didn't get off online. But a lot of times that can be a disaster, or it ricochets off a lock. Nice job by Braden to secure it, and you picked up enough for a first down.
First and 10, 10 minutes left, third quarter, 28-3 Alabama. Riley Nowakowski in the game, wing on the right. Tucker Ashcraft, wing on the left. As Locke is at the Walker, trying to hit the left edge. Breaks a tackle. Flags are down in the Badgers' backfield as Walker drives traffic down to the 36, but this has all the look of coming back.
Yeah.
Offense, number 57, 10-yard penalty, first down.
It's the center, Jake Renfroe.
And you know I never advocate for a holding call, but this was it's a tough block. It's a reach block by the nose, and it's a stretch play out to the left. You have to really get that second foot down, and he got on an edge, and Jake didn't let go, and that's an easy call for the ump to see. Pulled him down to the ground. Even as much as I hate it, I have to say that was a good call.
And that was Tim Smith who was held. So first and 20 for the Badgers, back at their 47-yard line. Two receivers left, two receivers right. And the snap back to Locke, trying to throw it out to Ches Malusi, and that's batted away by the lineman LT Overton.
He's had a good ball game.
Yes.
He's shown up a bunch, and that's a very similar play we just saw to Ches. Just a simple swing pass, get him out in space, and it's basically a run play, but a throw, and a nice job by Overton at just getting his hands up and knocking. Otherwise, that's probably a 5 or 6 yard gain, but Overton was able to get in that passing lane and knock it down.
9:28 left of the third quarter, 28-3 Alabama. The Badgers have a second and 20. At their own 47-yard line. Pauling slot to the right side. Mason Green wide on that side of the field. Anthony to the left. Locked back to throw. Throws a dart left side. Anthony with the catch. And he got hammered by Malachi Moore. What great work to hang on to it by Vinny Anthony at the 37 of Alabama. Gain of 16. And it's now third and 4.
A great throw as well there. That was pressure. The pocket collapsed very quickly, and that was not some wide open window. That was tight, fired it in there, and Anthony took a big shot at the end of that play. Great job of holding on to it. Now giving yourself a chance after a second and 20, now down to third and 4.
Malusi in the backfield. Pauling slot left, jogs in motion to the right. Ball at the 37 of Alabama. Lock gets the snap, looking, shuffles to his left under pressure, throwing incomplete as he was driven down. It was Overton again. Just could not find an available receiver. Fourth down now and 4 for the Badgers at the Alabama 37-yard line. As they'll go for it with 8:35 left in the third quarter, 28-3, the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, that was a coverage deal there because Wisconsin's O-line did a really good job. You're not going to get 5, 6, 7, 8 seconds to stand back there and throw. Thought Wisconsin's group did a good job of giving him enough time. He shuffled and tried to buy it, and very fortunate he did get rid of it before Overton hit him.
Four receivers to either side, and now a timeout is taken by Wisconsin. First charge timeout here for the Badgers in the second half, and we'll take a break as well. Horsepower to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. Your standard in-built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. And the Badger Sports Network wants to thank our game sponsor, Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. 8:35 left of the third quarter. Alabama 28, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Give your home a beautiful makeover with help from Menards. Update your room with flooring from Tarkett. From easy-to-install sheet vinyl, waterproof vinyl plank, to durable laminate flooring, Tarkett has the perfect style for you. Tidal Wave laminate flooring with its beautiful, realistic hardwood design is waterproof, making it the ideal choice for active households. Stop in today to shop our wide selection of Tarkett flooring options or visit Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at liunawisconsin.org, liunawisconsin.org.
During the commercial, there was a review on the Braden Locke pass to make sure it was, in fact, a pass and not a fumble. And it was a pass. So that allows the Badgers to at least have a chance here on fourth down. They have a fourth and four at the Tide 37. 8:35 left in the third quarter. 28-3, Alabama leading Wisconsin.
Yeah, and it was close. In real time, I didn't think anything of it. And then you see the review. Again, that just shows you the speed of Alabama and what they're able to do with their coverage and then closing down, because Braden Locke did a good job of kind of maneuvering in the pocket and then slid out to his left and thought he had a little bit more time, and as he cocked his arm back, came in, drilled him. Fortunately, because Alabama recovered, fortunately they ruled it an incomplete pass, and now we're sitting in a fourth and four, and obviously a critical play if Wisconsin has any chance of trying to dig themselves back into this football game.
Cade Iacomelli will be the running back. They've got Bryson Green, Vinny Anthony, Will Pauling. Out there is the wide receivers. The Badgers are one out of two so far today on fourth down. As we await to resume play. Both teams have byes next week. Alabama jumps into SEC play in 2 weeks against Georgia. The Badgers into Big Ten play in 2 weeks against USC. Two receivers left. They are stacked. Ashcraft is slot. They're on the right. Ashcraft slot to the left. Shotgun snap to Locke. Throwing left side. Caught by Iacomelli inside the 35. Drive into the first down. Sab stands him up. But Cade Iacomelli just muscled his way to the 32 of Alabama. First down, Wisconsin.
Yeah, it just would not go down. He caught it a couple yards short and turned up immediately, dipped his right shoulder, and made sure to pick up that first down.
Pauling and Green to the right. Anthony to the left. High snap, pulled down by Locke. Gives it off to Iacomelli. Breaking to the left, has room. 30, 25. Iacomelli the 20. Iacomelli driven down at the 15-yard line by Malachi Moore. Cade Iacomelli, a player Luke Fickell says may be the most unselfish player in the program. He just gets the job done, and the Badgers into the Case IH red zone. Three receivers right, one on the left. First down for the 15. Here's the handoff, Iacomelli. A seam off the left side. Cade inside the 10. Jahad Campbell on the tackle at the 7-yard line. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers.
Going with a little tempo here. Feel like they have Alabama kind of on their heels. Going to keep going quick.
Ball at the 8-yard line of Alabama. Second down and three. Locke gets the snap. He'll give it to Iacomelli again off the left side. And he gets whacked at the 6-yard line. A yard short of the stick. Sab in there. Overton crash it in there as well. Third down and one. Clock running. 7:12 left. Third quarter. 28-3 Alabama. Third and one Wisconsin at the Tide 6.
I wanted to comment on two plays ago, but obviously that tempo picked up. Ashcraft pulls. Brunner pulls. And Iacomelli went with that pull and then took a back step and cut it all the way back against the grain. That was a beautiful run.
Malusi, the running back now, lines up behind Braden Locke. Ashcraft, wing right. Riley Nowakowski, wing left. Snap to Locke. Is it to Chez, trying to cut it back, sifting through inside the 5 and down to the 4-yard line. First down, goal to go, Wisconsin. Old Chez just snaking his way through the Alabama defense.
Yeah, great job by Riley Malman. The backside right tackle was able to secure his guy and kind of hold him off. And then great push by right guard Huber. Renfro, the center, up to their linebacker. And that's what was able to let Malusi pick up that first down.
Rice and Green, Will Pauling out to the right, Vinny Anthony to the left. 6:15 left, third quarter, 28-3 Alabama. First and goal, Wisconsin at the 4. Malusi to the right of the quarterback. As Lott surveys the Alabama defense, gets the snap, hands it to Malusi over the left side of the line, lowers the pads, gets it down to the 2-yard line. Tim Keenan, the nose tackle, in there. Second and goal at the 2.
Just physical. Nowakowski trying to fight to get that backside cut off. Didn't quite get it done, but was able to at least hold him off long enough to pick up a couple of yards.
Cade Iacomelli back in there now. Nowakowski slot left. Anthony wide left. Now Nowakowski in motion to the right. Lines up on the wing. On second and goal, Wach will give it to Iacomelli, and two Crimson Tide defenders get penetration. Keon Sab and Malachi Moore. They get Iacomelli to the ground at the 4-yard line. Malachi Moore, though, is still down. Grad student, strong safety, one of the key players in this defense, and he needs some attention. With 5 minutes and 16 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Moore and Sab just got in there and crashed into the backfield. We'll go ahead and take a commercial break. Brewpub Latamata Pizza is a proud partner of Badger Athletics, made right here in Wisconsin and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brewpub pizzas are everything we love here in the Badger State. Scoop one today from your local grocery store or enjoy one next time you're at the game here at Camp Randall Stadium. 5:16 left third quarter, 28-3 Alabama. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
5:16 left in the third quarter, 28-3 Alabama. The Badgers have a third and goal at the 4-yard line. Malachi Moore, the injured safety for Alabama. Badgers trying to hit the end zone for the first time. This will be the 16th play of the drive coming up. A little inverted wishbone here. Now they break out of that. Nowakowski wing right, Ashcraft wing left. I-backs Jackson Aker and Tawee Walker. Bach under center takes the snap, gives it to Walker off the left side, and a collision at the 3-yard line. Jahad Campbell getting there for Alabama. And it is fourth down and goal. Offense stays out there. It's one of those where Phil Longo knows you got four. You got four downs, and now the Badgers will send on more receivers. Kekahuna and Green to the right. Anthony Iacomelli to the left. Pauling also on the right side. Fourth and goal, Wisconsin at the 3. Iacomelli wide left, motions into the backfield. Lock gets the snap. Four-man rush, a dart right side, diving, catching. Touchdown, Wisconsin! Will Pauling lays out for it as the Badgers are in for the first time today.
Really good protection, but a great catch by Will Pauling, lunging out there to make that play. He sat down again in that zone, and Braden Locke was very decisive, a high snap, and just ripped it in there. Will lunges over, makes a great catch to secure it, and gets after this long but 18-play drive to finish that off with a touchdown. 17-18-play drive. What a long, and to finish it off, big time by Wisconsin.
Great job by Pauling to secure it. He had to lay out for it, but kept possession through the process. Nathaniel Vaco's on for the PAT. It is in the air, and it is good. Ford scoring drive, 17 plays, 75 yards. Took 8 minutes and 14 seconds. And we will take a break. 4:26 left in the third quarter. Alabama 28, Wisconsin 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Okay, I'm not usually one to exaggerate, but you need to drop everything and get to Kohl's because they have so many ways to save right now. I just shopped their customer appreciation event, and not only did I get great deals on a bunch of fall styles, I also got 30% off because I'm a Kohl's card holder. Or if you're a rewards member, you get 20% off. Even non-members can save with 15% off. Plus, you can earn Kohl's cash too. So what are you waiting for? Hurry to Kohl's and thank me later. Offers end September 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports from the experts at the State Journal. Go to badgerextra.com. Search your app store today. Braden Locke with a 3-yard touchdown pass to Will Pauling. That was on fourth and goal as the Badgers get their first touchdown today. 4:26 remaining in the third quarter. It's now Alabama 28, Wisconsin 10.
What a drive there, and it wasn't easy. It was a methodical drive. There wasn't a ton of big plays. You overcame a holding and a first and 20. And you had a fourth down conversion at the end, and so you just love that resiliency in that fight, because it can be, you fall behind 28-3, it can be incredibly demoralizing. You kind of are getting pushed. You got your backup quarterback in there. And I love what Braden Locke has done. Really about since about 5 minutes left in the half, something switched. You started seeing him become more decisive and rip it into some throws. So now you fight back, and now it puts it back on your defense and trying to just keep in this football game. Pin him down here, try to get out 3 and out, get that football back, and make this a football game.
Gavin Lahm again to kick off with Kendrick Law deep. We can get a stop here, try to get the juice back into Camp Randall, and the crowd's trying.
Yes, they are.
Big Cat got him wound up.
He's got all those T-shirts flowing everywhere out there.
Here's Lahm on the run-up, and the kick is away, and this one is going to sail out of the end zone as Lahm continues to do a good job in that department. The Tide starting at its own 25-yard line.
Yeah, and obviously Alabama is going to be looking at this, and they've had so many explosive plays. Now, from Wisconsin's standpoint, you want to get aggressive. You want to try and make something happen, but you also can't give up those big plays. You know, the Milroe puts you in such tight spots. You have to stay disciplined, rally to the football, and try to create some kind of turnover.
Justice Haynes, the running back, to the right of the QB. And first down, Milroe pulls it, running right, trying to get away from Cheney in hot pursuit. Cheney gets blocked away by Kendrick Law as Milroe will scoot out of bounds along the near sideline at the 28-yard line of Alabama, gain of three.
And that's exactly right. That puts a lot of pressure. Jake Cheney did a great job of staying home. He took a big blow as he kept chasing Milroe to the sideline, but he stayed back, didn't let Milroe turn the football up the field, and that limited what they gained.
It's Cheney and Christian Allegro as the inside backers as Milroe pulls it again, probing the left side and taken down across the 30-yard line. Leon Lowry first on the scene. Up to the 31 goes Milroe, and it's third and four for Alabama.
Yeah, he made the tackle, but Cheney again did the exact same thing, just flipped where he contained, and forced it back inside. Nice job by Jake Cheney.
Three receivers left, including the tight end, two on the right. Snap to Milroe. Badgers bring in three. Milroe, lots of time, dancing around. Steps up, jukes, running left, taken down at the 30-yard line. And it's Leon Lowry again. Three and out for the Alabama offense.
Kurt Neal, great job of pushing the pocket, and you started wondering, and they finished the block, finished Allegro, and you're just, that's where the gut punch, if he was able to kind of slither through and pick it up, Lowry said, no. He was able to secure, get him down, and a critical stop, giving Wisconsin this opportunity to get back in this game.
James Burnup, who has been kicking rockets as the Alabama punter, back on Tyrell Henry deep at the Badger 22-yard line, line of scrimmage, the Crimson Tide 30.
Let's get a block punt here. Let's go.
There's the snap. Good protection, and the kick is away. And again, very high. Henry's going to play it or make that the fair catch. He signals for it. Didn't see him do that, but he did at the 20-yard line. And the Badgers take over there. Yeah, it's if there were clouds, those punts would bring rain.
That's a case where you hope. Bring a little pressure, maybe block a punt, and again, that's the importance of special teams, because the crowd's into it, the momentum's there, and he hits another moon ball with no return. That's three of them on the day. The times you have been able to get stops and get the ball back for your offense, give Alabama's punter a lot of credit for the bombs that he's hitting today.
Three receivers left, one on the right. Cade Iacomelli, the running back from the Wisconsin 20-yard line, first and 10. 28-10 Alabama. Penalty markers flying here.
Yeah, that's not good.
False start, offense, number 38, 5-yard penalty, first down.
They get Tucker Ashcraft, so it's first and 15. 2:33 left in the third quarter, 28-10 Alabama.
Yeah, and he was split wide out left. You wonder if that was the case, if maybe there was a little bubble screen coming. He had maybe a tough dig out block to get.
Lock gets the snap. He'll hand off to Iacomelli across the 15-yard line. And the ball is loose. Popped out again inside the 20. A big pile. And Alabama recovers. Second lost fumble for the Badgers today. And in both cases, well into their own territory.
Couldn't see it. Are we going to review this or is it clear? Kind of held up. His legs are churning. Yeah.
It's out. Deontay Lawson, the linebacker, just pried it out of the hands of Iacomelli. Justin Jefferson, the linebacker who had to sit the first half of this game because of his targeting penalty last week, getting in there. But it was Lawson knocking it out.
Yeah, and Iacomelli, he's fighting for yards. And sometimes I love the competitiveness. I love it. But he's kind of backing in and, you know, the whistle had not blown, and they were able to pull it out of there, and that's a devastating blow.
Well, the 18 of Wisconsin, first and 10 for Jalen Milroe in the Alabama offense. The handoff to Jam Miller gets a block, hitting the right side inside the 15, and Jake Cheney wraps him up at the 11 on a gain of 7.
That great effort there by Jake Cheney, and Ricardo Hallman kept him inside, but it can't 6-7 yards on first down. Way too much push up front there from Alabama's right side of their offensive line.
He'll come out, trips to the left. Caleb Odom, Jeremy Bernard, Kendrick Law, Milroe, little quarterback draw, trying to pick his way through traffic, cutting to his right inside the 10-yard line and gets out of bounds. Forced that way by John Pius, along with the safety Preston Zachman, and actually it was at the 10-yard line. So it's third and two for Alabama with a minute 34 and counting left in the third quarter, 28-10, the Crimson Tide.
Great job by Bart to really push that middle of the pocket. That was a design quarterback draw all the way, and he ended up having to bounce it outside. Wisconsin had defenders out there to get him down.
Three receivers to the left. Jam Miller, the running back. Milroe fakes it, keeps it. Right side, 10, 5, touchdown, Alabama. Jalen Milroe in again, as once again, Alabama takes full advantage of the Wisconsin turnover and the short field, and it's 34-10, the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, there's just no room for error, and when you work to contain, you contain, and you know, unfortunately, you have your running back could be your lead blocker, and you just had one too many guys. Wisconsin felt like they were going to go left. Milroe pulled it, had the one-on-one, and that was as easy of a walk-in touchdown run as you're going to see.
Graham Nicholson, a transfer from Miami University in Ohio with the extra point. It is in the air, and it is good. We'll hold it here with 1:11 left in the third quarter. 35-10, Alabama leading Wisconsin. And just when you thought there was a glimmer of hope of getting back into the fight, Badgers had scored, got a three and out, but then a fumble, and Alabama again with the short field. They've had two touchdown drives where they haven't had to go far. 1 of 28, that was in the first half, and 1 of 18. They covered that in three plays just a moment ago.
Yeah, and when you're an underdog and you need things to kind of go your way, obviously when you turn the football over and give short fields, and then that team takes advantage of it with 14 points, it's a tough slog to try to figure out a way to beat this team regardless. And when you hand points away and you give the football away, it just makes that task insurmountable. But Milroe just continues to show how dynamic he is. He's got 14 carries for 75 yards and two touchdowns. He's 11 of 14 for 159 yards passing. He's doing it all, and you have that versatility, and you can use your tailback. Jam Miller is a lead blocker when it's just one-on-one out there. It makes it a really tough offense to defend.
Connor Talty kicking off again, and Vinny Anthony will catch at the goal line, right side to the 5. He is to the 10, 15-yard line, and they converge on him inside the 20. Josh Cuevas down there in kick coverage for Alabama as the Badgers again with poor field position to open the possession with 1:06 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, and it's been tough, and, you know, I've joked a little bit, but in all seriousness, the special teams component to this game today, too, because you need to find ways to win if you're, you know, maybe a little bit outmatched in certain things, and their special teams have given them great field position, and when Wisconsin's defense got stopped, they punted it well, and now when you're pull ahead 25, you pin them inside the 20.
At the 18 of Wisconsin, first and 10, Tawee Walker, the running back. Locke fakes the handoff to him. Looking under pressure, dances right, throws right, wide open. Pulling across the 35, tight rows to sideline, 45-50, and they'll mark him out of bounds back in Wisconsin territory at the 43-yard line, but still a first down for Wisconsin on a gain of 25.
Yeah, what a great effort by Will Pauling. He fights through for great job by Braden Locke to kind of maneuver in the pocket and step up and make a perfect strike down there. And Will just fought the tightrope down that sideline. I guess he stepped out after a big game.
Ashcraft, slot right. Now motions, lines up wing on the left side. Two receivers to the left. Walker remains the running back for the 43-yard line, Wisconsin territory. Locke makes the handoff. Shot play left side. It is overthrown, incomplete. Getting behind the secondary was Tretch Kekahuna. He got away from the freshman defensive back, Red Morgan.
Looks like there's a flag down. Illegal man downfield, maybe.
Never saw the flag, but we're about to get one here. Here's a call.
Ineligible receiver downfield. Offense number 56. 5-yard penalty. First down.
Yeah, that was a run play, and it was a hard run and really good read by Braden Locke. Had great threw it a little too deep to Kekahuna, but when that happens, the linemen don't know and they're down the field. So even if it would have been a big play, the flag would have taken it back.
From the 38 of Wisconsin, first down and 15. Locke hands it to Tawee Walker, trying to bounce it to the left, and he gets chopped down at the 39-yard line. Looked like Red Morgan, rather, getting in there for Alabama. Gain of a yard in what will be the final play of quarter number three. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. And fans get the ultimate access to Wisconsin football this season with a Camp Randall Club membership. From exclusive experiences to unique content, Camp Randall Club gets you closer to the Badgers. Learn more. Join today at CampRandallClub.com. After three quarters, Alabama 35, Wisconsin 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
Your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Back with you at Camp Randall, Mike Heller, a quick scoreboard update. Alabama leads the Badgers 35-10 at the end of three. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, 17th-ranked Michigan beating Arkansas State 28-3. That game is late in the third. Illinois 23-6 over Central Michigan. That game also late in the third. Number 9, Oregon at Oregon State in just a little bit. Number 18, Notre Dame at Purdue. Elsewhere, top 25, LSU, 16th ranked in the country, trails at South Carolina, 24-16. Matt?
All right, Mike, thank you very much. Alabama leads, but the party will continue as it's time for Jump Around at Camp Randall Stadium. Alabama fans getting their first taste of that. For future reference, by the way, at Bryant-Denny Stadium, it's Dixieland Delights.
Oh, is that right?
That's what they play.
Is that Yacht Rock?
No.
Okay.
Ironically enough, it would be country. With some creative lyrics from their fans that they try to drown out. Story for another day. First down, or make that second down and 14 for the Badgers at their own 39-yard line. Shotgun snap, Braden Locke. Backside pressure, knocked out by Q Robinson. Ball is loose, but the Badgers pounce inside the 30-yard line. Well, that is textbook defensive work by Q Robinson. Joe Huber pounced on it. Robinson, the fifth-year senior, And another negative yardage play. The Badgers now back at their own 28-yard line. They need the tied 47 to move the sticks.
Yeah, just great get off. And he was able to get on a soft edge of Jack Nelson, the left tackle. And Jack continued to move his feet, but textbook, as you said, stripping the football out of Locke's hands.
Third and 26. Locke looking, sets, fires over the middle, and that's caught, but hit right away was Will Pauling, and that was Red Morgan who got him shy of the 40-yard line at the 39 of Wisconsin, fourth down and 14 for the Badgers. So you're not familiar with the song Dixieland Delight?
No.
Alabama, ironically enough.
It's an Alabama song.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just try to add a little yacht rock to our repertoire as this game is spiraling.
Atticus Bertram's on the punt, and he pops this one up toward the far sideline. And Bertram's, who's had some pretty good punts early this season, that was not one of them. See how far they mark it up here. We'll let you know when we resume play, as we're a minute 13 gone in the fourth quarter. Alabama 35, Wisconsin 10. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's time for Badger football. Get ready to plan your trip to Camp Randall this fall and enjoy our time-honored traditions like Jump Around and the iconic tunes of the Wisconsin Marching Band. With great tickets still available, you can join the crowd for exciting matchups against longtime conference foes like Penn State and brand-new Big Ten rival Oregon. Don't miss your chance to experience Badger football game day. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
When life gets real, start at Kohl's, where we've lowered prices on thousands of items your family needs for whatever life brings. Kohl's, where families come first. Well, a stat-busting punt for Atticus Bertram's there. It covered just 15 yards. The Tide will start at its 46-yard line with 13:47 remaining, 35-10, Alabama leading Wisconsin.
And that's kind of another indicator. We've talked about their punting and their special teams, and this game is 35-10, so it is what it is at this point. But that's just another indicator. You needed a punt. You got 15 yards, and Alabama gets the football in great field position again. They're taking advantage of all the opportunities. They're jumping around. They're having a great afternoon here at Camp Randall.
Yeah, that's the risk-reward of a great tradition at Camp Randall, and we've seen that in each of the first 3 weeks. The other sideline doing a lot more of the jumping. Badgers got away with it in weeks one and two, but they're up against one of the best teams, best programs for a while in college football as they go into their depth chart now on first down. A handoff inside Wisconsin territory across the 50 down to the 47-yard line is Richard Young, a redshirt freshman out of Lehigh Acres, Florida. They'll mark at the 47 of Wisconsin on a gain of 7. Second down and 3. Milroe will give it to Young again. He'll get the first down and more inside the 40-yard line. He's leaning on the Badgers now. They'll mark it at the 39-yard line, Wisconsin territory.
Yeah, kind of very similar play. Just finishing up front, getting up on the linebacker, and just putting their nose down and running hard, picking up another first down.
On the Wisconsin 39-yard line. Young, modest stats, his half dozen carries coming into this game. And he gets his third right here. He gets met right away this time. Jaheim Thomas, Daryl Peterson getting over there, the outside linebacker, and getting Thomas for a gain of just one. And Thomas, or Young. Richard Young, the running back, is shaken up for Alabama. So Richard Young getting three carries and needs some attention after the third one. And now the medical team for Alabama out there to take a look at their redshirt freshman running back. And we have 12 minutes and 45 seconds remaining. It's 35-10, Alabama leading Wisconsin. I believe we have going into a full commercial break, or are we? Nope. Maybe not. Or maybe, yes, we are. Well, it's 35-10. If we miss a play, we miss a play. We're back in a minute and a half. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin football brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home of 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel with countless ways to win. Light up your senses, details, and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. We were talking at the beginning with Caden Proctor, the outstanding left tackle, getting his first playing time this season. Oh, what might have been, because he was all set to transfer to the Iowa Hawkeyes. He is from Des Moines, and everybody thought he was headed to Iowa City and then had a change of heart. And the big dude who's a biscuit away from tipping the scales at 370 and very skilled back in that lineup and a big part of a very good, what they believe will be a very good Alabama offensive line. It's second down and 9 for the Tide at the Wisconsin 38-yard line. Jalen Milroe, the quarterback, penalty markers fly pre-snap. Movement up front, I believe.
Start. Offense, number 52. 5-yard penalty, second down.
It's Tyler Booker, the left guard, all SEC a year ago.
Yeah, now every time there's a false start, I get a little nervous, though, about that disconcerting, since last week's disconcerting single. But that was one of the things coming in today. Alabama, obviously, a ton of penalties and all the inconsistently. And Proctor comes back. They get some guys back, and that's only their fourth penalty of the day for 40 yards.
So it's second down and 14 at the 43-yard line of Wisconsin. Trips to the right. Justice Haynes in at running back now. And he'll roll with a look over. Play clock winding down. Kalen DeBoer will call a timeout. So 12-13 to play, 35-10. Alabama leading Wisconsin. We mentioned DeBoer's background. He is from South Dakota, was a star at the University of Sioux Falls. It's an NAIA school, won a national championship there. Coached his alma mater to three NAIA national titles. was a prolific hitter on the baseball team.
That baseball stat earlier, was it batted 459? Is
492 in his
492?
Career. His senior year, he hit 520.
Wow.
That's like slow pitch softball numbers there.
Yeah,
right?
That's impressive. So he's not a one-trick pony is what you're saying.
He actually has a little Big Ten experience. 5 years ago, he was the offensive coordinator at Indiana. Years of head coach at Fresno State, two terrific years at Washington. Second out and 14, Alabama at the Wisconsin 43-yard line. Milrow gets the snap, back to throw, has time, fires it deep left side. It's incomplete, intended for Caleb Odom inside the 20-yard line of the near side. Well covered, and it's now third down and 14 at the Wisconsin 43-yard line.
Yeah, seeing a couple of young guys on the D-line. Dylan Johnson getting in there, trying to wreak some havoc in the backfield. And you're going to continue to see some more of these young players get out there and get some opportunities to showcase themselves.
Yeah, Ricardo Hallman out there on coverage on that last pass attempt. Two receivers to the left, two receivers to the right. Milrow back to throw, sets, throws right side, and it is incomplete. They were testing R.J. DeLancey inside the 25-yard line of the far side. Emmanuel Henderson, the intended receiver. So a couple of throws fall incomplete for Milrow, and they'll send on their punter, James Burnup, once again.
Yeah, and, you know, I thought coming into the game, if you could keep, it was going to be a monster task to keep Alabama in those third and six pluses. And unfortunately, we haven't seen enough of them. But when Wisconsin has been able to do that, they've found ways to get off the field.
Burnup to punt, and the kick is away. Tyrell Henry will let it sail out of bounds along the far side. Let's see how far up they mark it here. Like sort of the old coffin corner type of try there. Turn back the clock.
I kind of wish that came back. It's fun to say, and they're fun to try and execute. So he did try the coffin corner. Ended up you can see the shadow. Probably went out. Looks like they marked it up right around the 9 or 10-yard line.
Yep, they'll put it at the 9. We'll take a break. 11:53 to play. Alabama 35, Wisconsin 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 11:03.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
During the weekend of September 27th through the 29th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffel store, spend $1,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
11:53 remaining, 35-10 Alabama leading Wisconsin. The Badgers will start the possession at their own 9-yard line. And they'll come out double wide to the right. Will Pauling is in the slot. Pauling with 9 receptions here today for 83 yards and the lone Wisconsin touchdown. Ches Malusi is the running back. And Locke will hand it to him. Malusi over the left side across the 10-yard line. He'll twist his way up to about the 15 on a gain of 6. Chez Malusi. That's his 10th carry, and he's rushed it for 65 yards.
That pulled Renfro, the center, pulled on out there a little bit over off of the left tackle, get a little extra push, and Chez was able to pound through and pick up 6.
Well, the 15 of Wisconsin, second down and 4. Malusi will shift to the left of Braden Locke. And Locke will hand it to Malusi again, trying to turn it back up, and sneaks across the 15 up to about the 16-yard line. Jordan Renaud, a redshirt freshman defensive lineman out of Sarasota, Florida, on the stop. Third down and 3 for the Badgers at their 16.
That's a really good job by their defensive end on Riley Malman. Riley had him kind of pinned, and he was able to throw him back outside to contain and get Chez down on the ground.
So a 3rd and 3, the Badgers are 2 of 11. Keep in mind, to the first two games, opponents were 5 of 35 converting on 3rd down against this Alabama defense. 2 receivers either side. Malusi remains the running back. Shotgun snap to Locke. Look.